Morning. Today's daf is Merachos daf Yud. We're in the very top of the Amud. We just got done coordinating the Prakim of Tehillim. The first two Prakim of Tehillim are really one parak. That served us yesterday because the Gemara pointed out that the Hilu Ratzon that is in our Tehillim is in the 19th parak, really is in the 18th parak, and that is how the Chachamim knew that the Hilu Ratzon after 18 brachos, so it's attached to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So the 18th parak of Tehillim, ending off with the Yehul Ratzon, is an indicator that it should be the end of the it should be the end of Shemoneh Esrei, not the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. We had the Gemara main argument yesterday. You could have put it at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The words Yehul Ratzon could also mean that it may be my words or my wishes that are coming up ahead. So it could have gotten on the beginning, on the end, but because it's on the end of the 18th parak, therefore, the Chacham put at the end of the 18th parak of Shemoneh Esrei. I didn't see a source, but I suggested yesterday that why did we break up the first two parakim of Tehillim if it's really one parak? And it really threw everything off, meaning parak Kuv Gimel is really parak Kuv Dalet, and right, whatever, we threw everything off. 149 parakim of Tehillim, not 150. But but I suggested yesterday, and I liked it. I just haven't seen anyone say it. But I suggested yesterday that once they added a 19th bracha to Shemoneh Esrei, so therefore they wanted the Yehul Ratzon to be after the 19th parak of Shemoneh Esrei. That's what we said yesterday. As far as the parakim of Tehillim are concerned, so Kuf Kimel and Kuf Dalet are off from one another, and we quoted from the parak of Kuf Dalet yesterday, originally Kuf Kimel. Now everything becomes confusing. So originally, but now Perek Kuf Dalet, Barchi Nafshi. And so we're going to do a little bit more work in terms of the Perek Kuf Dalet in Tehillim. So on in Brachos, Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, at the two dots, four lines from the top of the Amud, that's where we're going to be beginning with a conversation. Hanu, Biryone Dahavu Bishuvu, said to Rav Meir. So there were some rough people living in the community of Rav Meir. Vavaka Mitzare Le Tuve. And they would bother Rav Meir a lot. So Rav Meir wanted to put an end to it. Okay, and admittedly, it comes out a little bit harsh, but Rav Meir daven that these people should die. Okay, so when I say that they were rough and they bothered him, obviously I must be understating it. He really had enough with these people, and he wanted them to die. So Amr Lei Bruria Devasayu. So his wife Bruria said to him, "My daitech." So what are you thinking? And here we go now to Kapitel Kuf Dalet in Tehillim. So what? Yitamuchatayim, that the sinner should come to an end. So Miksiv Chotim Chatayim Ksiv. So she's holding by grammar, and she says, no, it doesn't say the sinners, it says the sins. So Va'ochvil Asev Dekra. And furthermore, go to the end of the Pasuk ends off. Rishayim Od Einam. And the end of the pasuk, it says that they're no longer rishaim. So kevin diyitam chatayim rishaim odinam. And how do you understand that? Meaning, if we're talking about the actual sinners dying, so of course there's no longer any rishos. So ella by rachmei. In other words, that's not the intent of the pasuk. The intent of the pasuk is ella by rachmei levad ilavayhu de lahadra b'tshuva urishaim odinam. We don't want them to die. We want the rishos to die. So in other words, you should daven that they should become balei tshuva. And so therefore, once they become balei tshuva, that's urishaim odeinam. No longer going to be urishaim. By rachmei ilavayu v'hadra b'tshuva. And that's exactly what he did. He davened for them, and they were chozer b'tshuva. Okay, one of the fundamental issues that the Gemara does not ask is, you can daven for a lot of things in this world. Can you daven for somebody else to become a balei tshuva? Right? Everyone has free will, and ha'kol b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ira shamayim, and everyone can make their own decision. So there's a lot of things you can daven for. Refuah, Yeshua, Parnasa. But to daven for somebody else to become a Baal Tshuva, that's very interesting. The Gemara over here sounds like he can do it, but but obviously, ultimately, the other person has Bechir Chavshis, and so it is an interesting Gemara. Amar Le'ahu Tzeduka Le'Bruria. So now it's the Tzeduka says the following to Bruria. We get to see Bruria a number of times throughout Shas, the wife of Rav Meir. Most of the time, she comes off as being incredibly wise. There's an occasion in Shas, I'm not going to go through it right now. There's an occasion in Shas where it's a really, interesting, right. Really interesting scene with her. But anyway, so as far as a tzduki, so there was one of the tzdukim that go to Bruria. So the tzduki that goes to Bruria So he's a Sadducee. That didn't help. It's the same thing. So he means to say that he's from one of the sectarian groups that accept Torah Shebechsa but don't accept Torah Shebaalpeh, and they like giving their own pshatim in the pasuk, and they don't rely on any of the Torah Shebaalpeh and any of the oral traditions. And so he's bothering Beria with the following. See if the pasuk says Rani Akarelo Yalada. So in Sefer Yeshayahu, and we lay this, I think, twice. Okay, oh, everyone's holding. I love it. So I think we lay it twice, Haftorah, in the, right, Noach and Kiseitse. Okay, wow. Okay, real Bekius. So Rani Akarelo Yalada. So the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that, you know, the woman who's barren, she's so happy, she's rejoicing. And obviously, the pasuk demands a pshat. So the tzaduk is right in that regard. But in other words, he's making fun of the pasuk because he's a tzaduki. So mishum de lo yalada rani. So and so now you're not giving birth. You're a barren woman, and you're going to rejoice, and you're going to be happy. So he's pointing out that that's ridiculous. So Amalei. So she says to him, shaches. She says, you're a fool. Shvil sefer dekra. They keep reading in the pasukim. Dechsev ki rabim bnei shomema mibnei bavla amar Hashem. And ve'ulah, thank you. So she says to him, if you just keep reading the psukim, you'll see, because the woman who's barren, and it's not the woman who is barren not having any children, it's the woman who's not having children, basically like you. That's the woman who's rejoicing. Ela maya kara lo yalada, rani kinesi sushal shadom leisha akarish lo yalda banim gehenim kavasaychu. Yeah, in other words, the joy is that we have children who aren't Rishayim and aren't Tzedukim like you. That's the joy. Okay, so A, she said Pshat in the Pasuk, and B, she let the Tzeduki have it. Ahamala Tzeduki la Rabbi Abahu. Another Tzeduki, in another conversation between a Tzeduki and, in this case, Rabbi Abahu. Siv the Pasuk has Mizmul David, Bibarchum, Mimne Avshalom Beno. So in Tehillim, Perigimel. So it describes how David is singing to Akash Baruch Hu, he says he's running away from Avshalom. Uksiv, Ladavid Mechtam, Bebarchom, Mimne Shal, Bemara. And now you go later in Sefer Tehillim, Perak Nun Zion, and David is going over how he ran away from Shal. Now, the Tzduki says to Rabbi Abahu, now chronology over here, not making any sense. In Perak Gimel, he's talking about his son Avshalom. In Perak Nun Zion, he's talking about him running away from Shal. So chronologically, which one comes first? So Avshalom comes first. And Shaul, thank you. Shaul comes first, and Avshalom comes later. So Haim Maisa Hava Bereisha. So which one comes first? Mechti Maisa Shaul Hava Bereisha, Lichta Bereisha. So why doesn't, when David HaMelech composed Sefer Tehillim, so why doesn't he have it chronologically faithful? Amalei Atan Delo Darshisun Smuchin Kashaluchu. So Rabbi Abba says to the Tzdukim, look, you're not holding my Torah Shabbat Peh. So you don't do Gzeri Shava Binyanav, Kavachomer, etc., etc., etc. And you don't do Smuchim. So for you, as far as you're concerned, you're only interested in the historical chronology of Sefer Tehillim. But it's not a book, it's not a work on chronology, it's not a work on history. And so therefore, there are lessons to be learned. And so we darshin Smuchim, and we understand those lessons. Anun, the darshin of Smuchim, so we, the Bnei HaMasorah who darshin Smuchim, lo kashalan, doesn't bother us. Because it's the whole purpose of Sefer Tehillim, and for that matter, all of Tanakh, is not historical. It's there to teach us lessons. Da'am Rav Yochanan smuchim in a Torah minayin, and what is the source of smuchim? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Tehillim, shenem smuchim lad lo'olam, asuyim be'emes v'yashar. Okay, so we have a source in Sefer Tehillim for smuchim. But laman is b'cha parsha of Shalom, parsha is Gog and Magog. So if you look in Sefer Tehillim, you'll see that the parsha of Shalom is juxtaposed right next to the parsha of Gog and Magog. Now the story with Gog and Magog is that there's going to be a rebellion. So Magog is the Rebbe, and Gog is an Eved, Talmud, an Eved. And what's going to end up happening is that there's going to be a rebellion of Gog on Magog. And you'll say, well, that's not going to happen because that's not historically accurate. When does that ever happen? Well, what do you mean? A son rebels against a father, and that happened. Ela hava hachanami hava. So that happened, and this will happen. So in other words, history repeats itself, and the whole purpose of David HaMelech putting it into Tehillim, even though chronologically it's out of order, is he just wants to communicate the lesson of, don't think Gog and Magog is not going to happen. Something historically very similar happened, and that is David and Avshalom. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochanan, my dichziv. Okay, we are now going to go a little bit all over the place. I mean, I guess to so to say, in this first parak of brachos, that's been more or less the theme. But over here now, we're going to go over a number of different agadatos over the course of today. We have already covered a number of agadatos. This next section over here is going to be dedicated to the shiros of David HaMelech. Specifically, there are five of them in total. We start with the pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei we're all familiar with. Pia pascha bechachma v'soros chesed al shona. So keneged mi amar Shlomo mikra zeh. So when Shlomo HaMelech said this pasuk, so who was he saying it in response to? Lo amru ela keneged David aviv shadar bechamisha olam in v'amar shira. So he was saying it in relation to his father David HaMelech, who lived in quote unquote five worlds and said shira. Now, what is the five worlds that David HaMelech is living in? So we're going to go through all five, and we're going to see David's response to living all these five worlds is Shira. So number one, David may imo va'amr Shira shenem marbach nafshi es Hashem v'chor koravai eshem kadsho. So we start with David HaMelech may imo in utero, and he's singing Shira. And that now takes us back to Tehillim, Perikuf Dalin. So the pasuk says, Baruch nafshi es Hashem v'chor koravai Shem Kacho. And Karavai over here means Bekerev, meaning while he's in utero. So he's singing Shir. That's one. Two. Yasalavir Olam Nistaka Bekochavim Mazals Vamashira. So he exits his mother, he enters into the world, and what does he see? He sees the world. And specifically, Kochavim Mazalos, he sees the constellation. And for that he says Shira. Shenemar Barchu Hashem Alachav Gibore Kochose Dvaro Lishmo Bekol Dvaro Barchu Hashem Bekol Tzvaav. So he's speaking about the tzvaos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the stars, the constellations, all of them serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the second olam that he's in. Yanak bin shteim of nistaka bidadeha. So now he did the world in utero. He did the world in terms of the stars in the heaven, and now biology, human biology. So v'nistaka bidadeha, he looks at his mother while he's nursing. And va'amr shira, and to that he says shira as well. Shenemar barchinav shes Hashem va'al tishkachi kol gemulav. The word gemul over here literally means to give, gomel chesed, and he's describing his mother giving of herself to him, i.e. he's nursing. So my kol gemulav amir abav shasolo dadim b'makom bina. So first of all, in terms of the biology, Kadosh Baruch Hu's brilliance in terms of placement. Where is the baby nursing from? He's nursing from his mother's breasts, which are not connected to the erva. Now, it's interesting, by the way, if you look biologically at all the other mammals that are nursing, so the makom dadim are next to the makom erva and in dirtier places, but by human beings, it's b'makom bina. It's where the heart is. So, time amai, amar Rabbi Yehuda, kedei shalei yistakel b'makom erva. So, one, the child doesn't have to look at the makom erva while he's nursing. Rav Masa amar kedei shalei inak b'makom tinofos. So he doesn't have to be nursing in a dirtier place, and that's not true by other mammals. They're going to be nursing in an area of its mother that's right next to the makom tinofos. Okay, so that is the third shira that was said by David HaMelech. That was the third world. We're up to the fourth world. I'm sorry, I got so much to do this morning. You'll forgive me. Okay, ra'a b'mapalasam shel rishaim. He sees the downfall of rishaim. V'amr Shira. So we went from biology, and now we're moving over to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the world. And he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the Rishayim in this world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yitam HaChatayim in Arzur, Shayim Odei Nam, Baruch Hinav Shiyas Hashem, Haluka. So that the Chatayim are going to come to an end. Again, that's how it's connected to the previous Gemara, because once again, we're quoting from the Perek of Baruch Hinav Shi. And then we're up to the fifth world, Nistaka B'yam HaMisa. So he looks at the death of Amr Shira, and to that he says Shira as well. Shenemar Baruch Hinav Shiyas Hashem, Hashem Elokai Gadalti Mod, Hod V'Hadar Lavashta. So that is reference to Misa. Where in that pasuk do you see anything connected to Misa? That's the Gemara's next question. My Mashmadal Yom Misa Namar. How do I know that's referring to Yom Misa? Amr Rava Barav Shila Misefa Di Inyana. So it comes from the end of the pasuk. The Chesiv the pasuk says Tasir Panecha Yibayilun Tosef Rucham Yigavun. So it's Karsh Baruch Hu is going to collect the Ruach. That's a reference to Yom HaMisa. Okay, so these are the five olamos of David HaMelech. To each one of them, he's singing Shira. The Gemara continues. Rav Shimei Bar Ukva v'Amrile Mar Ukva havashchich kamei de Rav Yishua ben Bazi. V'hava misader agadata kamei de Rav Yishua ben Levi. And so they're learning over agadata in front of Rav Yishua ben Levi. Amrile Maidichzi barchinav shi'as Hashem. V'chol karavai shem kacho. So obviously now in keeping with quoting from Perek Kuf Dalet in Tehillim. Kuf Dalet, Kuf Gimel. Okay. Since the beginning of this morning, I've been confused. So Amrle Baure Shaloki Midas Akash Baruchum Midas Basavadam Midas Basavadam Tsartsura Agabe Hakosel Ve'inu Yacholato Baruch Neshama Kirbaimu B'nei Ma'ayim. So let's compare Kadosh Baruch Hu to us in terms of what our creative abilities are. So we can paint, and not all of us, not me, but we can paint and we can draw and we can illustrate, but what we can't do is we can't animate. So the only thing that we could do is we could just simply put it on the canvas. But that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay, but that's not the same by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzartzur b'soch tzura. So first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he illustrate and paint, but tzura b'toch tzura. So he has one form inside of another form. It's called the mother being pregnant. Umato baruch neshama kirbay muvnei me'ayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only can, quote unquote, paint a human inside of another human, but also animated as well. V'ayinu damrei chana says, ein kadosh kashem ki ein biltecha v'ein tzur keloheinu. And the word tzur over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the rock. But we're going to now darshan the word. My ain't sur kelokenu, ain't sayar kelokenu. There's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My ain't biltecha. And then continuing in the pasuk, what does it mean? Ain't biltecha. I'm Rabbi Huda bar Manasseh. I'll take Ray. Ki ain't biltecha ela ain't lavlosecha. And you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing goes beyond you. Meaning you're a creator, but you outlast all your creations. Shalokim midas Kadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam midas basav adam ayseyada mevalin. So that when it comes to basav adam. So what happens is that many of our creations outlast us. So you have an architect that builds a building. So that building's going to last much longer than the architect. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevale ma'asav. But that's not true by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to outlast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, obviously. And he's going to outlast anything that he creates. Amrle ani hachika amin lach. So he says, I'm with you. But you misunderstood my question. So David HaMelech said Baruch Nafshi five times and Keneged Me. Now we already gave one approach, which is the five shiras and the five olamim of David HaMelech. But the Gemara now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is going to give another approach. And Lamar Nela Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keneged Neshama. So we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in comparison to the Neshama. And what we're going to do is we're going to do 5 points side by side comparison of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Neshama. Now, obviously, the neshama is a chelak aloka, so, but nevertheless, so in terms of attributes and aspects that they compare to one another, so in five different ways they compare to one another. Number one, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Olam Af Neshama Mala Es Kol Aguf. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, neshama fills the entire guf. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Roev Eino Nira Af Neshama Roev Eino Nira. And the same thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees but is not seen. Our neshama sees but is not seen. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Zan is called Alam Kulaf. Neshama Zan is called Aguf. So Kadosh Baruch Hu supports the world, the Neshama supports the Guf. Take the Neshama away from the Guf, and you'll see exactly what happens to the Guf. So Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Tarf Neshama Tahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is pure, the Neshama is pure. And Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bechadrei Chadarim of Neshama Yoshev is Bechadrei Chadarim. And so too, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in a private area. So too, the Neshama is in a private area. Quite frankly, I'm not sure what the difference is between this versus the Roe Ve'inu Nira. It seems to be the same basic point. But Yavo Mishiyesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim Halalo V'Yishabeach Mishiyesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim Halalo. So the one who is comparable to the other should praise the other. Neshama should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we do. We have the Neshama praising the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Sefer Tehillim. And that's the Baruch Hinafshis that were written by David HaMelech. Okay. Pause right now as we get to the two dots. Let's just take, take a quick assessment of what we've done so far this morning. We have, going off of yesterday's daf, mentioned Perek of Gimel, Kuf Dalet, Baruch Nafshi, a perek that we say by Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara mentioned it only because it was offline, it was a little bit misaligned, but that's only because we broke up the first and two Perekim of Tehillim. From there, the Gemara noted a number of things regarding that pasuk, the conversation between Rabbi Meir and his wife Puria. Yitamucha time in Haaretz, what's the pshat in that pasuk? So Reb Meir thought it was one pshat, but his wife corrected him. He says, no, the correct pshat is the following. We went through other conversations between Stukim and various Amarayim. The Gemara noted the five shiras of David HaMelech, that all coming from the Baruch Hinafshi, the five Baruch Hinafshis. The comparison between neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the neshama should be mishabech, should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that takes us up to this point in time. Amar Avonuna Mai Dichziv. The pasuk in Koheles, Mika Chachamu Mi Odea Pesher Davar. Who is as wise as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who knows how to create pshara like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is pshara? So pshara is a compromise. Gemara beginning of Sanhedrin talks about how what the Sanhedrin should do, what a basin should do, is obviously adjudicate, but if possible, so it should come to a compromise. So Mika HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyodeh Lasos Pshara Bein Shnei Tzadikim Bein Chizkiyahu Yeshayahu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew how to create compromise between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. And so what we're going to be starting now is a long Gemara describing Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Okay. Now, as it relates to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, so we know that he was one of the Malchi Yehuda during Bais Rishon, one of the later Malachim, and he was sandwiched between two kings, his father and his son, and both of them, not wonderful people, to say the least. His father, Achaz, was a terrible Ovid of Rezara. Probably not as bad as Yechizkiyahu's son. Some probably even worse, Menashe. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, at the end of Sanhedrin, talks about various personalities in Tanakh who do not have a chelek in Ol HaMahaba, and Menashe made the list. So what we're going to be seeing over here are various psukim that are darshan regarding Chizkiyahu HaMelech. It's an interesting Gemara coming up. He knew, coming up in his life, that he was going to have a son like Menashe. He knew it through Ruach HaKodesh, he knew it through Nevuah. He didn't want to have Menashe. Okay, so we're going to be discussing that and a number of other episodes. We start over here with Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. So the Navi at the time was Yeshayahu, and Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu, so they were both wonderful people. They were both tzaddikim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a pshar between the two of them. What's the pshar based? Why was there a need for a pshar? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Chizkiyahu amar leisi Yeshayahu gabai. So Chizkiyahu says, look, Yeshayahu should come to me. We have precedence for that. We know that Eliyahu came to Achav. So you see the Navi goes to the king. So skip the parentheses. Yeshayahu amar lesi Chizkiyahu gabai. Da'achi ashkacham bi'aram ben Achav da'asal gabai Elisha. So Yeshayahu says, look, we also have precedent that the king should go visit the Navi. We had that historically as well. So Yehoram, the son of Achav, went and go visit Elisha. So we have historical precedents in both directions. So Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu Ev Yisurim al Chizkiyahu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu brought suffering, pain, sickness to Chizkiyahu. Ve'amar lo liYishayahu lechu ubikir secholam. And so now, problem solved. Bikur cholam. Okay. So Shenemar b'yamim em chala Chizkiyahu lamos. Ve'yavo elav Yishayahu ben Amoz Hanavi. Ve'yamar lav kor ma Hashem. Okay, good. So problem solved in that Chizkiyahu got sick. Now Chizkiyahu didn't just get sick, but he got deathly ill. So okay, so on one hand it's a great pshara, on the other hand Chizkiyahu has to die for that. Okay, small issues. My ki meis ata, the pasuk goes on to describe that you are going to die velo sichya. So meis ata ba'olam hazeh velo sichya l'olam haba. And the issue was much more serious, meaning not only are you going to die, but the double language in the pasuk indicates that you're going to die, and you're also going to get a chelek in Olam Haba. Now again, just a little knowledge that we have by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that's amazing. Chizkiyahu HaMelech brought back Torah, he brought back learning amongst the Jewish people. He was a tzaddik gamor, and he did tremendous things for the Jewish people. So this idea now that Yeshayahu, the Navi, is telling him, oh, by the way, you're not getting anything. In other words, you're not even going to get Olam Haba. So that's rather amazing. I'm Relay Maikulei Hai. So now you understand the question of Chizkiyahu. Really that much? Like that? So I'm Relay Mishum De Lasak To Bepir Virivya. So he says, yeah, because look, as a number of good things that you've done, but you weren't Osik Bepir Virivya, you didn't do the mitzvah Peruvu. And for that, so that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is so angry with you right now. So I'm Relay Mishum De Chazali Baruch HaKodesh. So he says, look, let me explain myself. So I know through Ruach HaKodesh, Nafkiminei, Banin De Loma Ali. So I know that I'm going to have children that are not going to be good. And so with that knowledge, it's terrible knowledge to have, but with that knowledge, so I made an executive decision, and I decided I'm not going to have children. So Amalei, Bahadi Kafshid Rahman Alamalach. So Yeshayahu says to Chizkiyahu, look, why are you getting involved? That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's business. That's not your business. Okay, your business, in other words, you have a mitzvah. So you do the mitzvah. And then the cheshbon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, leave that for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He'll make all the all the collateral decisions that come out of it, the collateral of the collateral events. As far as you're concerned, you do the mitzvahs. So my demefkadi yibay lach lameivan. The mitzvahs that you're commanded to do, that's what you're supposed to do. Uma denicha kame kusha brichu la'aven. And whatever's up to the rest is up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, let him figure it out. So amrle hasha havli bartech. Okay, so Chizkiyahu says to Yeshayahu, okay, good. I accept the mussar. But now, not only do I accept your mussar, but I also accept your daughter's hand in marriage. Okay, so let's up the ante. So you're saying now that that I should fulfill the mitzvah per revu. So I'll tell you what. So put your money where your mouth is. All right. So you give me your daughter, and I'll have children with your daughter. And what is the benefit of that? Efshe degarm zechusi didevi didach v'nafki minai banan demalu. So he says, look, I have zechusim, and you have zechusim, and you put our two zechusim together, and so maybe it's not right. Maybe our children, right, are going to be good based on all the zechusim. I'm like far nigzer alach gzera. So Yeshayahu says, no, there's already a gzera on that. So there's nothing that we can do to change that. Amrle ben amotz. So Chizkiyahu was obviously very upset with him, right? We see this all the time when one's upset another. So he no longer calls him by his first name, right? I get this all the time when I was a kid. I still get it. Okay, so Amrle ben amotz, kalei nevuah asecha v'tzei. So he says, look, I'm not interested in your nevuah, meaning I think that this is going to be a good solution. Right, my zechuyos, your zechuyos, put them together. It's a good solution. Gzera, I'm not interested in hearing about gzera. Take your nevuah and get out of here. Kach mekublan mi beis avi av abba. And I have a tradition going back to David HaMelech. Afil cherev chadam unechetz al tzavro shel adam. Ayimna atzma mena rachamim. That even when the sharp sword is right on your neck, you shouldn't stop asking for rachamim. It can never. It's never subject to it's always subject to change. So it manami we have it as well. Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Dami Tarvayu, afilu cherev chadam unechas atzavar shal adam ayim naatzma menarachim shenemar heini katleinu lo ayachel. And we also have a tradition going back to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Now it's interesting because the truth of the matter is Chizkiyahu's tradition was more original. You know, it goes back to David HaMelech. But still. But the Gemara also corroborates it with the statement of Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, and they do have a pasuk in Niyov, so that's also, you know, that also reaches back to Tanakh. Heini katleini lo ayachel. Even as I'm about to be killed, lo ayachel, I shouldn't have hope. There is always hope. As we are now on the top of the Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Chanan, afilach bal chalamos amar lo adam lamachuhu meis al yimna atzmam min arachamim. And the Gemara pushes on this point. And the Gemara says that even if the Baal HaChalomos comes, now I don't know who the Baal HaChalomos is in this context, right, the owner of the dreams, but in other words, someone comes over to you and forecasts and says to you that, tomorrow you're going to die, so Al Yimna Asma Min Arachim, you should still daven, Shenemar, Ki Barov Chalomos V'Havalim V'Devarim Harbei, Ki Es Elokim Yarei. So you should fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. So Miyad V'Yasev Chizkiyahu Panav El Akir V'Yispal Al Hashem. Okay, so now Chizkiyahu now knows what he needs to do, and that is he needs to daven. Now, even before we get on to the marrying the daughter of Yeshayahu and having kids, but in other words, right now the gzera is that he's going to die, so he's got to daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu for an extension of life. So he faces the wall in order to daven, and the Gemara over here cites the halacha, Ma'kiram Shimon Melakish, Mikir's Libo. So over here the Gemara says that as far as the word kir to be understood in this context. Its description of it's coming from the depths of his heart. Shenemar me'ay ma'ay ochila kiros libi. Rav Levi amar liske akir amar lifnei ribono sholam mashe mashu nami shelo asasa el akir achas ketana hechayasas bena. Now another description of the word kir over here, another midrashic interpretation of the word kir, is he's hearkening back to the Shunamis and Elisha. Now what the Shunamis did, we're going to come back to the Shunamis later this morning. So what the Shunamis did is she made a wall for Elisha, meaning she made a little annex in her house for Elisha so that Elisha would have a place to stay. And for that one wall that was created by the Shunamis, so Elisha revived her son. So Avi Abba Shechafa Zahechal Kula Bechesef Azav Alachas Kama Vekama. Now again, I'm going to hearken back to my Zechuyos. So my great-grandfather, you know, a couple more greats, but my great-grandfather, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, so they built the base of Mikdash with gold and with silver. So they made you many walls. So for sure, So you should answer and you should resuscitate me as well. Okay, good. So this is part of the tefillah of Chizkiyahu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the Kir. By the way, mind you, we also learned another halacha from this earlier in the Masechta in terms of where should be the optimal place to daven, and that is facing the wall. Facing the wall where you are less apt to be distracted. You just have a wall in front of you. So that is the halacha that you should be facing a wall. As we already pointed out, not everyone can get a wall seat in the shul, but in terms of optimum places to daven, so that's optimum. So Zechor Nais Asher He Salach V'Lefanecha Be'emes V'Lev Shalem V'Ato Be'necha Asisi. And continuing now through the Pesukim where Chizkiyahu was daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beseeching him for an extension of life. So he says, please remember, I walked in front of you and I did good in your eyes. So my V'Ato Be'necha Asisi Am Rav Yehuda Am Rav She'samach Gula L'Tfila. And what was the great thing that Chizkiyahu did? He was Samach Gula L'Tfila. We already pointed this out. Everybody samach gula l'tfila. That's what we're supposed to do. You daven shacharis, you're being samach gula l'tfila. That's the way shacharis is constructed. So what is this big deal of Chizkiyahu that he was samach gula l'tfila? So I guess to go back to what we said yesterday, it was during Vasikin. Rabbi Leva Amar Shekana Sefer Refuos. Another thing that he is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did, which was extraordinarily positive, is he took the Sefer Refuos and he hid the Sefer Refuos. Okay. And so this opens up now our discussion of Sefer Refuos. What is Sefer Refuos? So the Book of Medicine. So what is that, the Book of Medicine? So you take a look at Rashi over here. Really interesting Rashi. Rashi's on the top line. Shegana Sefer Refuos, Kedeshi Yivakshu Rachamim. So Rashi doesn't give us much over here. Rashi just simply says that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for compassion and for mercy. So Sefer Refuos was what exactly? So Rashi sounds like what it is basically a Book of Medicine. That's Rashi's pshat in Sefer Refuos, like, and that's right. And so therefore, when somebody was ill and somebody was sick, so what did he do? So instead of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe. So instead of doing so you open up the Sefer Refuos and you start doing these crazy things like go to a doctor and take medicine and you know and you do these wild things. So you take a look at the Rambam Perush Mishnayos in Psachim in the fourth parak over there. So he quotes a pshat, very similar to what Rashi's saying over here. The Rambam probably did not have Rashi, did not have a copy of Rashi. But in other words, Rashi's saying it, Rashi's predecessors also said it as well. Such a pshat. That Sefer Refuos is a book of medicine. And as you can imagine, but you should read inside, I don't have the lesson in front of me right now, but the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos goes ballistic over such a pshat. He says, going to a doctor and taking medicine, he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. That's the way of the world. It's like, the Rambam says, it's like eating. What are you going to do? You're not going to eat? And just simply say, oh, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. You're going to eat, you're going to go to a doctor, you're going to take medicine. The Rambam says, that's not what Sefer Refuos is. What Sefer Refuos is, says the Rambam over there in Perush Mishnayos, is basically it's witchcraft, it's sorcery, it's fool's gold. It's, you know, I don't want to offend anybody in terms of, you know, going to any other non-conventional medicine. But okay, fine. But in other words, but it's not conventional medicine. It's not science. It's not something which is established and tested and proven. And it's basically a bunch of nonsense. That's the Rambam over there in Perush Mishnayos. Okay. Anyway, so with all that stated, so one of the things that Chizkiyahu did is he hid Sefer Refuos, and that was a good thing. And that's what he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, please give me an extension of life. Parenthetically, by the way, Chizkiyahu did get an extension of life. He got another 15 years to live, in which he did have children, as was instructed by Yeshayahu. Did he marry Yeshayahu's daughter? I don't know. I mean, I know it was a proposal, but I don't know. I just simply don't know. Okay, anyway. So while we're here and while we're mentioning all this, so now the Gemara continues with, let's just chazer over the things that Chizkiyahu did. We're going to highlight six things that he did. Three of them received rabbinic approbation, and three of them did not receive rabbinic approbation. Tana Rabbanan. Now, all this should sound familiar. We did this back in Pesachim, although in Daf Yomi we're closer on the front side to get to Pesachim than we are on the back side. But anyway, we did this. This was in the fourth parak of Pesachim. Shishadvar Masach Chizkiyahu Amelech Al Gimel Hodulah Val Gimel Hodulah. So six things that were done by Chizkiyahu Amelech. Three of them rabbinic approval. Three of them. Not rabbinic approval. Al Gimel Hodulo, so Gana Sefer Refuos, so when he hated the Sefer Refuos, as we already pointed out, Hodulo, the Chachamim loved that move. Number two, kite nachash nechoshes v'adolo. He ground up the copper snake that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, which ended up, quote-unquote, healing people. It was in the nachash nechoshes that healed people. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. But nevertheless, though, there was obviously there was something to it. And so they held on to it for a long time, meaning all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, hundreds and hundreds of years. Okay, but that was it. And he ground it up. And the Chachamim loved that move. And Gira Tzamas Aviv Amita Shel Chavolim. He dragged the bones of his father, Achaz, perhaps to give his father some sort of kapara, or to educate the Jewish people about the ills of Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim also liked this move as well, Vahodulo. So for these three moves, controversial moves, but the Chachamim loved it. Now, there were other moves that he did that were controversial, and the Chachamim did not like it. V'algim lo hodulo. Sasa mea gichon v'lo hodulo. So he stuffed up the Gichon River. Rashi says not to be confused with the Gichon, the big Gichon River mentioned in Sefer Bereishis. But rather over here, it was some sort of water source that went through Yerushalayim, and when Sancheiriv came and laid siege, so he blocked up the water so that the sieging army would not have a water source. The Chachamim did not approve of that move. He cut the walls of the doors of the Heichal in order to give it to Melech Ashur. It's kind of like an appeasement. The Chachamim did not like that move. And Avar Nisa Menisa Velahodulo. And not only that, but he made it an Ibriyar. He had an extra month, and he did so after Adar has come and gone, meaning Nisan began, and he's like, no, you know what? Let's do a redo. And let's add another Adar. Now, once Beis Din declares Nisan, it's too late. And he felt, nah, it wasn't too late. And so therefore he added another Adar, even though Nisan was already Mekudosh. So So the Gemara says now, on this last move, it's not controversial. It's wrong. It's wrong. You're not allowed to do that. That's an Isser. Meaning the other things you can discuss and deliberate. Right, sending the doors of the Heichal to the king, so that is that's up for a discussion, and it's controversial, and the Chachamim didn't agree with him, but at least there's something to talk about. Once Nisan rolls around, once Beis Din is Mekadosh Nisan, you're not allowed to add Adar to the previous year; it's too late. So Elatah B'Dishmol. So the Gemara says no. The mistake of Chizkiyahu was a subtle mistake. And so the Gemara explains that what happened is that it was the 30th day of Adar. Now the 30th day of Adar is a candidate to actually become Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's possible. Now even though Beis Din wasn't Mekadesh Chodesh, and even though it's still Adar, but because it's a candidate to become Nisan, therefore it's no longer eligible to make an Ibriyar. And you can't make a second Rosh Chodesh. And as a result of that, So the Chachamim disapproved of his actions. But at least now we're softening the mistake that he made, and that he thought that at least it was still Adar, and therefore you can do it. But because it's the 30th, and therefore because it could have been Nisan, you cannot do it.
He has the authority to do this.
He should be the Sanhedrin. Anyway, yeah, he's a king. So the answer is yes. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimmer Kol HaTorah Kol HaTorah B'Zchus Atzmo Tolon Lo B'Zchus Achim V'Kol HaTorah B'Zchus Chaim Tolon Lo B'Zchus Atzmo. So the Gemara now makes a contrast between Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Moshe. A little bit more in Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So he was Tolah B'Zchus Atzmo. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see what I did. And even though it's true, but still when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not how you should beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather you should be Tolah B'Zchus Avos. Talk about what your ancestors did. And so, comparison, side-by-side comparison of Moshe to Chizkiyahu in terms of this maneuver of being Tola. The Gemara says, let's start with Moshe. Moshe told B'Zchus Acherim. So when Moshe davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he asked B'Zchus Acherim, Shenemar Zichol Avram Yitzchak LeYisrael Avedecha. So he says, please remember, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe, so Tola lo B'Zchus Atzmo. He says, Moshe, I'm going to answer you for the things that you did. Even though Moshe was Tola on his ancestors, Shenemar, Vayamar Lashmi Dam Lule Moshe Bechiro, Amad Beperes Lefanav, Lashiv Chamaso Mehashchis. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the Jewish people after Chet HaEgel? Because of Moshe. But when Moshe davened, he was Tola B'Zchus the Avos. Now, on the other hand, Chizkiyahu tal b'schus atzmo dichsiv zechornas asher esalachti lefanecha. So we already saw the pasuk. We're seeing the pasuk again now. That when Chizkiyahu davened to Akash Baruch Hu, he said, look at the things that I did. So tal lo b'schus acherim. So Akash Baruch Hu answered, but when Akash Baruch Hu answers, he says, I'm going to say yes, but not because of your schus, but rather because of the schus of others. Shenamar veganosi alayir azos loshia lema'ani leman David avdi. And he says, I'm answering you because of David HaMelech. And we're going to see this in the pasuk in Yeshayahu. This idea, Hinele Shalom Marli, Mar Afilu B'Shash Shigalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Marhulo. Right? There was Shalom, peace was created. And Sancheriv didn't end up destroying Chizkiyahu and Yushalayim. And still to Chizkiyahu, he was a little bit bitter about it. And why was he bitter about it? So now we know. He was bitter about it because when he davened, he said, Akash Baruch Hu, look at my schus. And Akash Baruch Hu's response is, oh, don't worry, I see the schus. I see the schus of David HaMelech. And to Chizkiyahu, what bothered him? He was a little bit bitter. Okay. We mentioned just moments earlier about the Isha Shunamis. The Isha Shunamis, in the beginning of Malachim Beis, so she set up a room, a guest room for Elisha the Navi. And so one of the tefillos that Chizkiyahu says is, please remember that for that one wall that was built by the Isha Shunami, so we had resurrection, right? Her child was resuscitated by Elisha. So now, if we can, please, if you could resuscitate me, if you could resurrect me. So we mentioned the Isha Shunami, so now we move on to the next portion of today's daf, which is just a couple of words on the Isha Shunami. I have it counted over here, 5 words in total, or 5 drushes. So, na alias kir kitana. So she made for him, Elisha, a small guest room. So what exactly was the annexation of the house? Okay, so what extension was made to the house? So the Amoraim have a machlokas. It's a little bit difficult to understand what is the point of this machlokas, meaning either way, you got a guest room, and I guess just simple pshat in the psukim, it could very well be. But anyway, so according to one pshat, so it was aliyah pura, so there was a second floor, but it wasn't didn't have a roof on it, and so Isha Shunamis put a roof on it. Or the other option is that same house, same dimensions, but basically you build an interior wall, and so therefore they give up some of their own space in order to make space for Elisha. Now Bishlam Lamandam Achsaja Haina Dichsiv Kir. Now, in terms of Pshat in the Pasuk, it makes a lot more sense to say that it was a wall. The Pasuk says Kir. Elamandam or Eliyah, but if you're saying that it was the second floor and she put a roof on top of it, so my Kir, Shikiruha. So the Gemara says, no, it still works as Pshat. The word Kir over here could be understood as Kiruha, you made a wall. You made a roof. Bishlam Lamandam or Eliyah Haina Dichsiv Aliyas. Elamandam Achsaja my Aliyas. Now, on the other hand, to say that it was the second floor and there was a roof made over, so the word that was used in the Navi was Aliyah. In that regard, it's really good. And what if you're the other position? So, Me'ula Shebebatim. So not only did they give of their own personal space, but some good real estate of their house they gave over to Elisha. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, V'nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'kisei menorah. And we're going to give him furnishings. We'll give him a bed, we'll give him a table, we'll give him a chair, and we'll give him some light. So we'll equip the guest room. So Amar Rabbi Vitem Rav Yitzchak Rotzel Lanos Yanek Elisha V'Shein Rotzel Lanos Yanek Shmuel HaRamasi. And so the Gemara over here says, look, as far as being a guest is concerned, there are two pathways that one can go, and neither is wrong. They're both acceptable. So if you want to go down the Elisha pathway of being a guest, which is receiving full accommodations and having your host treat you nicely and provide for you, that's perfectly fine. But also another pathway in which you can go down, which also is perfectly legitimate, is like Shmuel, which is that when Shmuel went around from town to town, visiting from town to town, he never benefited from anybody else. He always brought his own provisions with him, and so therefore he was never nana. So which way is the right way to go? So interesting, the Gemara over here says, either way is fine. Either way is fine. Shenemer Shuvasar Ramasaki Shambiso. The Navi describes by Shmuel that he would go home. And what does that mean? Everywhere he went home. It meant that everywhere he went, he took his home with him. Rashi over here explains that the pasuk is telling us that it's not just that he returned home, he took his home. So wherever he visited, so he had all the provisions with him, he had never had enough from anybody. And the Gemara's basic point over here is elu ve'elu. And there's no one way to go in terms of being a guest. You can go with the Elisha option of being fully treated and benefiting from others, or you can go with the Shmuel option. Elu ve'elu. V'atomer el isha hinena yadati ki yish Elokim kadoshu. Okay, now we're up to the third point. And she said to her husband, he is an isha Elokim, he's kadosh, he's holy. And the Gemara now wants to know, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chenin, Mekan she isha makeres boruchin Yosef ben ish. So, a woman has better intuition regarding the guests than the husband does. Right? Husband says, I think he's a great guy. And the wife's like, I'm not so sure about that. And the Gemara says, she knows. So, kadoshu minayada. Now, she says he's a holy man. How did she know he's a holy man? So, Rav Shmuel, charama shalom rasa zvuv over al shulchano. So, first of all, when he was eating, a bug never entered into his area. So, he had kedusha. V'charama sadin shal pishtan itziyal mitasov v'lo rasa keri alav. She changed the sheets, and she saw that the sheets were clean, and there was no carry on the sheets. And again, another sign of Kedusha. Kadosh who? Here comes the fourth point, and that is, he is holy. The word who? Meaning, in contrast to somebody else. Who's the somebody else? I'm Rav Yossi Rabbi Chanin, who kadosh u'mashartu in a kadosh, v'yegesh ge'chazila hadafa. So the attendant, the assistant of Elisha was ge'chazi. And another thing that the Isha Shunamis was saying is, as far as he's concerned, Elisha is Kadosh. That other person with him, not so much. And the Gemara now quotes a pasuk that proves their point. The pasuk says, "Vaygesh kai chazila hadafa." Now, as she lost her child and she runs to Elisha and she's a broken woman and she's grabbing onto Elisha and Gechazi pushes her away. Okay, now in of itself, he could just simply say, "Okay, wasn't appropriate contact." However, the Gemara is going to point out, we're going to get one detail that speaks to this idea that he wasn't Kadosh. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Sha'achza Behod Yafya. He pushed her in a way and he touched her in an inappropriate area in order to push her away, and he was not Kadosh. The fifth point. Over Aleinu Tamid, he comes by all the time. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Kol HaMa'arich Tamid Chachim Besoch Beiso U'mehanho Minechasov. So somebody who constantly is hosting Tamid Chachamim and benefits him and feeds him and takes care of him. Mala lavakasuf ki'ilu makrif tamidim. It's like you're bringing a carbon tamid. That's the pshat in the pasuk over aleinu tamid. It's as if you brought a carbon tamid. V'am Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chinim Mishum Rebbe Lazar Ben Yaakov. Al yamod adam emakum gavoa v'ispalel. Now over here we quoted Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chinim in the name of Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov. So the Gemara now is going to be quoting 1, 2, 3 more comments by Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. One, al yamod adam b'makom gavoh v'yispalel. A person should be standing in a high place in davening. Ela, b'makom namoch v'yispalel. So you should be lower and davening from a lower position. Shenemar mimakim karasicha Hashem. So there's a minhag of some shuls that for where the chazan sits or stands, so there's a depressed area. Okay, there's that minhag. So tayin amihachi. Lo yamor adam lo al gabi kisev lo al gabi sraf saf velo ba makom gavov vispalal ela ba makom namoch vispalal fishen gav oslif ne hamakom. So the Brisa says exactly the same point. You should not be standing in any kind of elevated area. There should not be an elevation lifne hamakom. Shouldn't be arrogant. Shenemri mimakim karasich Hashem. The pasuk says in Tehillim that I'm calling out from the depths. Uksiv tefila la ani ki yatov. And you're in a poor state when you're davening, and so you should feel depressed here physically, which also speaks to the broken spirit of the person who's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that is another halachic comment. Am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Mespal Tzarech Sheichav in Esraglov. When you're davening, your feet should be together. Meaning, we're davening over here Mishman Esrei. So your feet should be together. Shenemer V'Aglehem Regel Yishara. So the Navi Yecheskel describes that the Malach, his feet's together. V'am Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanin Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm sorry, this is going to be another halacha. Okay, so your feet should be together. So first of all, we're like Malachim when we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're like Malachim. Also, Rabbi Bachya writes like this in Chumash. Also, when our feet are together, so we speak to this idea that we're not walking and that we are not independent, but rather we're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing here. There's nothing we could do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reach out to you. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My dichsiv lo sochlu al adam. The pasuk says you shouldn't eat over the blood. The Gemara in a number of places uses this pasuk to speak to many different halachas. But over here in Brachos, on Daf Yud, Amud Beis, we're speaking to one particular halacha, lo sochlu kodem, shetispalo al damchem. So don't eat before you daven over your own soul and your own blood. Okay, so don't eat before you daven. Okay, that's the, there are a number of dispensations that are given. A person is really weak. A person really feels that eating would help his davening. Having a drink of water, having some coffee or tea before davening. Okay, all this is discussed in halacha. I'm sorry for going so quickly. I got obviously a lot to cover. I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yochanan, I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Chanin, Mishum, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, Kol Ocha, V'shosef, V'acharkach, Mispalal, Allah V'kasav Omer, V'osoh, Yishlach, V'acharei, Gavech. So the Gemara speaks to the ills of davening, drinking and eating and drinking before davening. So the pasuk says that I threw you after gavech, after your body. Atikri gavech ela geech, and it really means your arrogance, meaning you're so arrogant that you're going to first eat and then and you're going to drink, and only then afterwards you're going to daven. That's arrogance. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu La'achar Shid Nitga Ezeh Kibo Alav Machu Shamayim. This person's really enjoying himself, living life, and then afterwards he's going to now start davening. It's not appropriate. Not appropriate. Okay. Rabbi Shua Omer Ad Gimel Shalos. We finally go back to our Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, we talked about the Zman Kriyashma. So the Zman Kriyashma, we talked about when the window opened up and when the window closed in terms of the Shacharis, the Kriyashma Shel Shacharis. So in terms of when does the window open, so that was the Machlokas in the Mishnah. So it was sometime post-dawn, pre-Netzachama, and exactly when that is, when there's enough light that you can contrast different things and what you're contrasting. So there were various opinions. When is the end? When Sof Zman Kriyashma? So that too was a machlokas in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua. Tanakhama says you have up until Netzachama and not past Netzachama. And Rabbi Yeshua says you have up until the end of the third hour of the day. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. The halach is in fact like Rabbi Yeshua. I know we all knew this, but that's because of this Gemara right over here. The halacha follows like where the Gemara tells us that the Pesach is like Rabbi Yeshua, you have until the third hour of the day. When is the third hour of the day? So this is where it's really complicated, and I'm going to say it way too quickly. So the third hour of the day is going to be based on Shaul Zmanios. It's not going to be, it's going to be prorated based on when the day begins and when the day ends. So, and when does the day begin? So this too, I'm going to say way too quickly. So it's a machlokas between the earlier achronim in terms of when do we gauge the beginning of the day and the end of the day. Do we start from dawn? Or do we start from Netzachama? It's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Grav respectively. And so there's a great website called Maizmanim. Okay, so you look at, you look it up over there and they give you the answer. But it's not really the answer because it's still subject to a machlokas, and I'm sorry for going over this all too quickly. Anyway, let's get to the Mishnah. Hakori mikan ve'elach lo hifsid. Now, if you miss Zman Kriyashma, so you're anywhere now between the third hour of the day, after the third hour of the day, now presumably up until noon. And you'll see why I'm saying that. So the Mishnah said, so mikan ve'elach hakori, hakori mikan ve'elach lo hifsid. So if you're reading Kriyashma from that point forward, lo hifsid. You didn't lose out. Meaning you missed Zman, but you didn't lose out. Now what does that mean? So Amrav Chista, Amr Ma'ukva Vavashalo Yoma Yotzeor. So the Gemara tells us the halacha that's said over by Rav Chista in the name of Mar Ukva, which is that after the third hour, you can't say Berachas Kriyashma. Or let me say it's more specifically, you can't say the Bracha of Yotzeor, because we're so far after the morning light has begun. And so therefore you just, in other words, you're gonna have to take out one of the Brachas of Shema. It's too late for Yotzer Or. So Meisvei, so the Gemara says, that halacha, not supportable by the Mishnah. Because Akori Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsid, Ka'adam Shehu Kori B'Torah, Ava Mevarech Hu Shtayim Lefanev Achas Achareha. So the Gemara quotes, look, the Mishnah says that if you read from this point going forward, so you didn't lose out, it's like a person learning Torah, and you're still going to make your brachas. The Brisa says very clearly, you're still going to make your brachas. So Tiyufta Derev Chisa Tiyufta. And the Gemara says, okay, and it now sounds very clearly that Rav Chista is not supportable. And if you're going to be saying the Kriyashma after three hours, so you lost the Zman, but you still get to see the Birchus Kriyashma. Igad Amri, now in another version, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ma'uva, my lo hifsid, shlo hifsid brachos. Oh. Now in the second version, Rav Chista actually starts by saying, and you don't lose the brachos. Tain Namiach, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Kori Mikan Ve'elach lo hifsid ba'ad ke'adam, shekori b'tarav, amavarach hushem lefanev, achas acharaham. Okay, and you're going to say two before and one after. Okay, good. And now the Braisa is supporting Rav Chista because in the Sika Damre, Rav Chista says you do make the brachas of Kriyashma. Amar Rav Mani Gadol HaKori Kriyashma Ba'ona Seyoser Me'osek B'Torah. Reading Kriyashma in its right time is greater than Lima Torah. Why? Because look at the Mishnah. Meziktani HaKori Mikan Ve'elach Lo Yifsi Kadam HaKori B'Torah. Mechlal DeKori Ba'ona Sa'adif. meaning you read Kriyas Shema after Zman, so, okay, so you got Kriyas HaTorah. You're learning Torah. But that means to say that if you're doing it in the right time, so now you've exceeded just Kriyas HaTorah. Meaning, in addition to Torah, it's also Shema B'Zmanah. You're fulfilling a mitzvah. Okay, let's quickly recap. Our Gemara today went over, first part of the Gemara today talked about the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel Kuf Dal Barchi Nafshi, A, as an exchange between Bruria and the Tzduki, and then B, as the five Shiras and Tishbachos that were sung by David HaMelech while he was going through the five Olamos. Also, a comparison of the Neshama to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Neshama should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They compare each other in five different ways. Spent a good amount of time today going through Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Various Agadot relating to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a pshar between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu, where they wanted to see each other, but they were standing on ceremony, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a pshara between the two of them so that they would have to see each other. Chizkiyahu was going to die because he refused to have children, because Baruch HaKadosh knew that he was going to be a Rasha, which in fact was in fact the case. But nevertheless, Yeshayahu says, your job is to do the mitzvos, and the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't worry about the cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let him worry about that. The six things that were done by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the three of them received approval from the Chacham, and three of them did not. Okay, and when Chizkiyahu davened, he was tola on his own zechuyos, and the Gemara says that's not appropriate. You should be tola b'zchus acherim, not b'zchus atzmo. We talked about the Isha Shunamis and how she made a guest house for Elisha Navi in the beginning of Malachim Beis, and various five different points that we made regarding the incident of the Isha Shunamis. And then we ended off our day with a number of halachas that were said over by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. One, you should host Talmid HaChachamim. Two, is that you should not be in a high place when you're davening. Three, you should have your feet together when davening Shemona Esrei. Four, shouldn't eat before davening. And that's it. Those are the four halachas that were said over. Then finally, in terms of the end of the window of Kriyas Shema, so you have until the end of the third hour of the morning in order to say Kriyas Shema. The halacha falls like Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, and even though you're going to be davening afterwards, lo hifstid, and lo hifstid means you're even going to say the brachos of Shema.